This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, back again for another episodic adventure into the world of food, families, and farms. First part of the program is a focus on news that affects the farmers, and because I'm a dairy guy, a cow guy, I guess this caught my attention first of the two or three things that I hope I have time for. This is number one. It seems that the government of the United States of America is complaining to the government of Canada about the treatment of U.S. dairy products. There's a new North American free trade agreement in the works. The trade talks last year failed to fix the issue. One of the things that is built around the dispute is the fact that Canada subsidizes its dairy farmers so they can make an adequate living, and they sell the milk into America across the Canadian border, and whether it's the southeast, the central part, southwest of their country, they come across in the milk, the big milk trucks, the trailer trucks, and they distribute the milk to the producers, who are very happy to pay less so they can further screw the American family farmer that does dairy. And believe me, the best word I can use for it, it's very effective when you think about it. The farmer, the dairy farmer in America, the average family farm that maybe milks a couple hundred cows is getting screwed, mostly by the government and Big Ag. But now these new people are trying to fix the problem, so they say, anyway. So the problem that exists between, and this is the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian agreement, the action that now we're taking could lead to some punitive tariffs if either Mexico, which also has flooded the southwest with milk, and it's really crap. The milk from Canada, milk at least from Canada is pretty good. Milk from Mexico is awful. So anyway, as you might expect, because Mexico is a dirty place and Canada is pretty clean. The farms reflect that, frankly. So there's going to be like the next 4 months is going to be the period of time in which they try to resolve the conflict. If it isn't, then the United States will slap big tariffs onto Canadian milk and dairy products. Okay, that's great. But then who's the beneficiary? Is there an immediate beneficiary to this? You think the Canadians are going to pay attention, or are they going to just keep coming across and pay the tariff fees? It's good for their dairy farmers, not really good from our. And by the way, they don't let us ship our milk into their country. I mean, they're our friends, yeah, but they aren't very friendly when it comes to this. Did you know that? The U.S. dairy producers are prevented under the policy of the Canadian government. They cannot ship any product into Canada, into the retail stores up there. So Canada can ship, and we can't ship milk in, well, I mean, we don't have enough milk down here, so why would we ship it into Canada? They got plenty of milk up there, and that's why they're making it easy for our producers here, the likes of Dean and Sweezer Foods, to take all the Canadian milk, and then all the farmers on the northern border. No wonder Wisconsin is having such a problem. New York State, our beautiful dairy states, getting screwed by the Canadians. So let's see if the Canadian Trade Ministry can come to some agreement. The trade representative, trade minister, said, quote, "We're confident our policies are in full compliance with our obligations." So they don't want to fix the problem. This, by the way, this discussion started last July 1st, and because of COVID, kind of, you know, went out the window. Joe Biden's officials have agreed with the Trump administration that Canada has violated the agreement in 87 different ways. So now what are they going to do about it? They're going to study it, so they say, to ensure that our dairy industry and the workers can get new opportunities under this marketing agreement with the Canadians. So far, the Canadians have dug in their heels on it. So why the hell did they agree to it? I guess would be my question. Why did they agree to it in the first place? There are 14 dairy products that are included in this trade agreement. Cheese, butter, ice cream, milk powder, yogurt, among others. You know, that's the big dairy stuff. And it's become, frankly, a hot-button issue up in Canada because the Canadians are so used to selling their stuff, getting what they need, versus down here, we don't have any government subsidies. Well, they will say to you that our help to farmers during the pandemic and the various programs that are available for farmers today are the same kinds of things the Canadian government gives. Canadian government guarantees what the dairy guys are going to get. There are no guarantee for dairy farmers in this country. So it's a, if you'll pardon the pun, fluid circumstance at the moment. So now let's move to India. This is rather interesting. I don't know if you've heard this or not. The COVID problem in India is huge. And as you know, the cow is sacred in India, and so is its poop. So people are taking to rubbing cow poop on their bodies as a way to fight COVID. Doctors have warned against the practice, saying there's no proof that it boosts your immunity. But I will tell you, as a kid who grew up on the farm, who was exposed to cow poop and lots of other dirt and stuff as a kid growing up, I have the healthiest immune system of anybody that I know or you know. And I completely agree that the reason that the antibodies were built up in my body is because I was exposed to all of this stuff as a kid. And poop was the biggest thing I was exposed to. I used to come home every night with poop all over my arms, my hands, that kind of stuff. So anyway, some of the residents over there in India have been visiting cow shelters. You know, they don't eat beef over there. They don't milk the cows. Cows are sacred. So they're going to the cow shelters, the cow barns, and picking up cow manure and using the excrement on their bodies. And then they hug the cow, honoring the cow. It's just, then they take the milk from the cow and they use that to wash off the poop. Listen, India's got 22 million cases of the virus. They've had as many deaths almost over there as we've had here. The numbers are, you know, they don't keep records any more than the Chinese do. But they've got in their country real problems with this, and so they're trying to fix the problem by using cow poop. Sounds like an interesting idea to me, but I wasn't being facetious, actually, when I said what I did as a kid growing up, covered with all this stuff. I think it helped me tremendously to be the healthy person that I am. I'm really thankful for that. And we'll, in a moment, have, I hope, some time that you'll, after you spend the time with me, be thankful that you spent the time with me. We'll meet Eunice Hill, who is from the Hill Family Farm Education Center in North Carolina. Find out what's going on there that will help you be a better farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a great way for you to enhance the ability for you and your family to get a great night's rest. Good sleep comes when you use the MyPillow products, whether it's the pillows, sheets, whether it's the slip covers, the mattress topper, the mattress itself, all of these things. And now they have the MyPillow, all of the things in the product catalog. I'm looking for, I just picked up a copy of the catalog, so I was looking for it here for a second. There are all kinds of deals on things that you would wear while you were sleeping, things you'd have on the bed, the blankets, the comforters, and of course the sheets, as I was talking about. So, you want right now to have a great deal for a limited time. There are deals on pretty much everything. My slippers, the new My Slippers they have at MyPillow, 40% off. Up to 66% off on some of the big pillows, the King pillows, the premium MyPillows. Got to use the promo code DJV, though. Every MyPillow backed with a 10-year warranty. Every MyPillow product, as a matter of fact, have a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So do yourself and your family a favor. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, use the promo code DJV, and take advantage of the deep discounts on all of the MyPillow products. The sheets, as I said, the new slippers, the pillows, it's a great deal. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with an introduction to Eunice Hill, who runs the Hill Family Farm Education Center in Whittaker, North Carolina. Eunice, I don't know where Whittaker is. Is it in the mountains or are you near the coast? Where is Whittaker's, North Carolina?
We are in eastern North Carolina between Raleigh and the borderline of Virginia State.
All right. So this is good farm country, right?
It is good farm country, yes, but not too many people are farming.
No. Well, that's a problem we want to address here. Did you grow up as a farm kid? Are you a farm person by background and experiences in life?
Well, I am originally from Puerto Rico. Yeah. So we have a lot of natural resources. So as a full-blood farmer, no, but we have mango tree, avocado, lemon, chickens, and things of that nature. And I love nature. I love everything that is natural. So that's why I'm farming. It's been rooted in my heart. So
how did you learn the skills that are necessary to farm?
Moving to Whittaker, North Carolina, we moved right on 2007 when we were going to a financial recession. So moving over here, we found out the need to start farming, not because our personal need, but what was going on in the community. So we started farming and just started giving away things to people. People in this area were struggling. It was so bad that those that had animals started approaching us and giving us some of the animals because they couldn't afford feeding the animals. And that led us to start our agro-tourism.
Well, there's a lot of info here. If you go to hillfamilyfarmeducationcenter.org, you can find out a lot of the things that we will go through here as the process continues of us finding out about Eunice, what's going on at the Hill Family Farm and the education center there. Listen carefully because there are some things here that are frankly on my mind that have to do with government policy as well that I want to dig into because I'll make it obvious in just a matter of moments here. We'll continue. I'm Doug Steffen.
C-100. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome to the farm.
All right, the Hill Family Farm Education Center is our focus here in part. Eunice Hill is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Now, you have a nonprofit. What was the reason for a nonprofit being set up? Because you can have a farm and you can teach people how to farm, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a nonprofit. How did that help you?
Well, that helped me, and it's going to go back in time a little. We started doing, like I said, feeding and providing for people in the community. But when we started receiving more phone calls, someone approached me and said, I think you need to become a nonprofit. That way you can get some grants and get some funding and able to help more, because my husband and I, we were doing that from money from our pocket, planting and giving out, not charging and so on. So that's why we became a nonprofit. And our work in that community has spread around that. Now we get approached from people to say, hey, there's a grant available. We would like for you to apply. So that's why we are here now.
And you can teach through, people can use the information that's available on your website to apply for some of the same grants. I think that's partially exactly what's good. That's what makes this good. Now, let's talk about a couple of social issues. Excuse me. The world in your neck of the woods is populated, a large black population in eastern North Carolina, correct? And I don't know about this city. But I know that there's a large black population. And one of the issues that I have tackled, but not as much as I want to, and this may or may not be in your wheelhouse. You can tell me you're comfortable talking about it or not. Almost every day in the various farm trade papers that I read, one of the surface issues is land available to black farmers or lack thereof. And lack of funding, banks don't want to loan money to black farmers. You know, I guess it's the same old prejudice kind of stuff. You know, a lot of black farmers actually got some of the lands that they were working on after the Civil War and through the beginning of the Depression. But after the Depression, many black farmers found themselves without land, without the ability to farm. And I guess that trend kind of has been going on for, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, or maybe more than that, right?
Well, in my community, people of my era, I'm 60 years old, are not farming per se because of the history. They, when they were in the land, they were doing something different, such as picking up cottons and tobacco. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a new wave of young men and women that are becoming farmers. And these are some of them that we are teaching and helping around to have an understanding of the importance of farming. Going back on history, like I said, I am from Puerto Rico. I did not experience that. My husband, he is from Virginia. He did experience what you explained before about African-American losing the lands and so on. But a lot of them had lost the passion about farming for that reason, about fundings for minorities. There are some fundings available there, and I mean funding as a minority because I'm a Latina, brown, I'm a female. There are a lot of grants available for women, Latinas, and African-Americans. And that's how I have been able to obtain some of those grants to pour back into our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of that. It's sometimes difficult to find it. I know that if I look around, I used to stay away from government money, but because of the pandemic, I found myself looking around for ways to get some help. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. So we'll get back to this. Let's see what we can do to help get people stimulated when thinking about this problem. This is the American Family Farmer.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. Well, there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
In the know, I'm Jasmine Guignard. Chef Yumna Jawad, the feel-good foodie, is sharing tips for plant-based summer meals that are good for you and good to eat.
My number one tip for all cooking is to keep meals easy to prepare and the ingredients simple and fresh. Eating more plant-based protein is also important to me for my family. LightLife makes it easy because they have more than 20 clean and delicious plant-based protein options to choose from. I love to use their plant-based meatballs to make summer meals like grilled kebabs.
You've probably heard of tofu, but do you know about tempeh?
Tempeh is like tofu's cooler cousin. Tempeh is savory, nutty, and can easily take on any flavor of whatever you're cooking. LightLife has 5 tempeh flavors to choose from, including smoky bacon and buffalo, which are great on a salad or something like a Buddha bowl.
Find more recipes and inspiration at lightlife.com. And now you're in the know.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ordered aides to find answers to the origins of the virus that caused COVID-19, saying on Wednesday that U.S. intelligence agencies are including the possibility of a laboratory leak in China. The Biden administration on Wednesday defended in U.S. District Court for Alaska a massive ConocoPhillips oil and gas project approved during the Trump administration. President Biden's shift from fossil fuels started on day one of his term, but this project is near and dear to Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska. Facebook posts claiming that COVID-19 was man-made will no longer be removed by the social media giant. Wednesday's announcement reflects a change on the origins of the pandemic in recent days. The Wall Street Journal reported that 3 researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 after falling ill with COVID-like symptoms, well before China announced the outbreak. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As China's embassy in the United States said that politicizing the COVID-19 issue would hamper investigations into the origins, the United States is pressing forward.
Today, the president asked the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring us closer to a definitive conclusion and to a report back to him in 90 days. Back in early 2020, the president called for the CDC to get access to China to learn about the virus so we could fight it more effectively. And we will continue to press China to participate in a full, transparent, evidence-based international investigation with the needed access to get to the bottom of a virus that's taken more than 3 million lives across the globe.
Many Americans believe the extra unemployment funding for the out-of-work should end. Dan Araki reports.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmers.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmers. Second half hour of our experience this week. Eunice Hill is here. She was born, as she said, in Puerto Rico. She's the founder of the Hill Family Farm Education Center. They are working there to help people of all ages. Where are you finding? There's another issue other than not being able to get land and borrow money and stuff, or have the land kind of stolen from many people, as you said your husband had experienced this problem. There's also a term that has become more used during the COVID year that we've just experienced, and that's food insecurity. Spend a couple of minutes talking about what food is, and give us an example, if you will, of food insecurity and who's experiencing it.
Well, Edgecombe County, where we are, is what we call a food desert. People in our community have difficulty to buy affordable products or quality fresh food. That's why we define food insecurity. My closer supermarket is about 25 miles from where we are.
Wow.
Many of the people in this area do not have transportation. There's not public transportation. Therefore, they're lacking access to fresh fruit products. We are in the heart of that issue. That's why we have become a hub for the community. Actually, at 12 noon, we are going to be distributing boxes of products right here. At 12 noon, we're going to have a line of people coming to pick up fresh products. And to give you just an example, last year, we donated approximately 27,000 plus pounds of fresh products. We have a high tunnel here that we grow a large variety of fresh fruits and products.
Last year, doing that? Are you farming yourself? Or you have a lot of people that are volunteers? Your husband?
Too.
Yeah.
My husband and I, we farming ourselves. We have 37 beehives. We are beekeepers. Cool. We do all kind of good stuff here in the community. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you also, we served last year almost 8,000 plates of hot meals to seniors and disabled with help with some volunteers.
All right. So what help can you offer to people who are listening? What direction do you point farmers in who may or may not be interested in doing exactly what you're doing? But you got a lot of help from various grants, private grants and public grants.
Mm-hmm.
You're offering, that's part of the educational center that you have there at the Hill Family Farm, right?
Yes. And not only that, we have various partners. We have built partnership with a local black-owned restaurant that was about to close down last year. And when I came to them and said, listen, I need you to prepare meals every week, twice a week, and they came aboard, and we were able to help these black-owned restaurants to stay open because we were stimulating also the economy in terms of buying this food. This year, starting next week, we're going to be serving 240 meals to seniors and disabled. Our number is increasing. It's about partnering with the people in the community, speaking out with those that need. Even Walmart came about and donated goods for us to distribute to the seniors and disabled. So it's about having someone that can be a spokesperson on your behalf. In this case, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to people in the community and explain the needs through the newspaper. You went to our website. You see all the public releases that's been done about the Hill Family Farm. And this is all about word of mouth. When you're doing something that's positive in the community, people reach out to you.
Yeah, I think that's very true. People are very giving. Americans are very giving. And I think it's a question, you know, we have all of this discussion here, Black Lives Matter, and the whole focus on the things that make us different, separate us, instead of the things that bring us together. One of the things I get from looking at pictures of you and your husband and reading the story that you have here at the Hill Family Farm down in Whitaker's, North Carolina, is the fact that it's for everybody. And that's why I think there's much that can be learned here by going to the website when it comes to applying for stuff. I see that you... I know you applied to Farm Aid for help. Did you get it from – that's the Willie Nelson thing that happens every September. Did you get help from them?
Actually, no. I didn't receive any funding from Farm Aid, but we were featured at the Farm Aid event. They were on Good Morning America, and they just asked a question, why we farm? And my answer was because no one's supposed to live in a food desert. And we were represented farmers here in North Carolina at the Farm Aid at Good Morning America. No, I did not receive funding from them. I have not applied for funding through Farm Aid, but I have applied for funding through other, agencies and such, and they have locally and have helped us.
Have you received help more from local organizations or regional organizations or national organizations? Where to
local,
point people in the right direction?
Local organization. For instance, we just received a grant from the North Carolina Healy Community Foundation, and we are about to receive another grant from Duke Energy. We have received grants from Resourceful Community Conservation Funds. We received a small grant for us to hire a couple of youth to work with us as interns through BBMT. We received a small grant from Edgecon County for a recreational program that we're going to have this summer with youth. So these are all local entities, national yet.
Okay. I want to talk to you, but you should have national. There's all kinds of programs available for black farmers. I think that needs to be at least that's what the PR is. Let's when you always wonder whether the stuff that comes out in promotional items, what's the red tape, what's the story behind the story, if you will, between the lines. I find that to be the case with lots of government programs that are supposedly there to help, but you know the old expression, we're from the government and we're here to help, that doesn't go very far. So let's see what continued help you can pass. I'm most interested in the young people's the aid that's going, you're helping them to learn how to farm. So we'll talk about that as we continue here. Eunice Hill from the Hill Family Farm Education Center. She and her husband, Sylvester, have started this farm. They have a wonderful reputation. Her husband was a farmer from that area, but, you know, the two of them, it's kind of a love story. I kind of like it. Hold on a minute, will you, Eunice? This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Stephan, here with a reminder about what to do when you want to get connected to a product that will help you not only lose weight, but keep it off. There is only one and one product only that you can use that has no drugs, no stimulants, nothing bad, all good, collagen protein, wonderful for your body. Digestive enzymes, super duper important in your body. Aloe vera makes everything better. And that's the combination of these things helps your body repair and rebuild the muscle tissue that you've lost when you got fat. And that's one of the ways that you keep the fat off and the weight off. But there's so many other tricks to the trade, if you will. You can get healthy the right way by going to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Use the DJV code when you look around and decide, okay, I want to get this product and I want to buy a 45-day supply or a 90-day supply or whatever it is. You get 3 months. When you buy a 90-day supply, you get another 3 months free. So 3 free months right now. The sale going on for this time of year, people want to look their best. It's Memorial Day, entryway into the world of wonderful summer experiences. So let's look our best, feel our best, keep the weight off. You've worked hard to get it off. Now keep it off using the all-natural program from Calitrin. You can find them at toploss.com. When you check out, you get 3 months free using the DJV code, also free shipping. That's Calitrin to lose weight and keep it off at toploss.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Back to Eunice Hill on the American Family Farmer Program. Our showcase here, the focus on what people can do if they put their mind to it. It looks to me like you didn't really have, you didn't have support. You just decided you and your husband to do this, right? Nobody was there saying, okay, we'll give you $100,000 if you do this. You just did it.
We just did it with our own personal funding.
Mm-hmm.
And
good
we started with exceptional students from the local high school, teaching them about all aspects of farming, caring for farm animals. And by doing that, the student came here three times a week. They were earning credit toward their high school diploma. We're talking exceptional children with all kind of mental health and emotional problems. And we opened our doors to those kids. And that's how we started. All started in 2015. Just like that, as organizing ourselves to becoming a nonprofit. Prior to that, we just giving to the community. Today, we have an organized youth life skill enrichment program where we bring our student over here. And like you said, we're not a typical farmer. My husband is a pilot. We manufacture here an ultralight. He knows about robotics. He's an engineer, so he teach robotics and 3D printing to the youth and beekeeping. So the children are getting some unusual skills by coming to our program here. The community in general, on Saturday, we have a community, healthy eating and physical activity. We have a farmer's market. And it's a nice, safe place for people from the community to come and spend a Saturday morning.
How much land do you have that you're farming, Eunice?
We have 35 land, which about
acres.
20
yep.
acres is open land.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And do you employ a lot of these young people? You teach them about farming, and then you hire them? Is that something that is part of the plan?
The part of the plan at this point, we have hired three youth. They're working with us. We have an apprentice. She want to learn about farming. She want eventually buy some land and start working with us. My husband going to start teaching her about beekeeping as well. And that's exactly what we're doing. We host a lot of programs, a farmers and beekeeper conference. This happens every September. And we teach people in the community, if they want to become farmers or beekeepers, how to start the process. Yeah.
So you have a lot of people that are learning a lot of things, and that's good. That's important help. And then people go out into other areas, whether they're local or national, take what they've learned from you. Sounds to me like you're the ideal model citizen and doing things the challenges of diversity that are around now. I'm looking at some of these pictures. Everybody looks like they're welcome. And that's something that farms need to be welcoming. And for the most part, they really are. And so there's a great lesson in that here as well. Check out the Hill Family Farm Education Center. It's a great story. And Eunice, you've done a great job telling us about it. Thank you. My pleasure to have you here from the Hill Family Farm Education Center in Whittaker, North Carolina. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a listening note, if you will. The American Family Farmer offers this program every week, heard on hundreds of stations around the country. Some people hear it during the week, some people hear it on the weekend. But if you're new to it and you haven't heard a number of the past programs, you can get the information, you can get some of it in podcast form by going to American Family Farmer Show. .com. The most recent podcast begins with the news about farmers having a hard time finding new equipment. First of all, in the case of black farmers, they can't get any financing. And in other circumstances, there just isn't equipment available that's popularly priced. All right, so then we talk on this podcast to the founder of the Fuller Field School, Gail Fuller. Regenerative farming, learning about that. They got a lot of species of livestock there, lots of different things being grown, fruits, nuts, vegetables, all that good stuff. It's another way I try to make these programs helpful so that you can use some of the information, if not all of it, to better your farm and your farming situation. So you can join me. I have lots of concerns and I have lots of enthusiasm for the farming that's going on in America right now. One of the things in this podcast, though, is me once again suggesting we need to wake up about the Chinese taking over food production in this country. So listen to that podcast and all of them in order, and they're all labeled what the contents is, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And now these thoughts. This past weekend, I opened up my farm. You can go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com in Framingham, Mass, to the people in town who have been off. They haven't been allowed to come to the farm for the most part. You know, you could come, wear a mask, but you couldn't participate in activities. You know, we had people buying ice cream and that sort of thing. That's cool. But it's really not the same as just coming watching the calves, nursing off of a nurse cow, checking out the goats that are about to have their calves, their, I just call them goats, their kids, the ducks, the geese, all of the things that are interesting. I found out something that I didn't even know about guinea hens. I've got some guinea hens, and there's a huge problem on my farm and around here in general, because it's a kind of rural area in a suburban setting. So we have lots of my land, both farms completely protected by properties that are, in essence, either granted free open lands or state-controlled parks, that sort of thing. And there are ticks like you wouldn't believe this year. I don't know where you are in the country if you're having the same problem. But so I got these two guinea hens, and they're, one of them is about to lay. But I didn't know that their main diet was the tick population. So they go around, they're looking around, they look in, you know, I mean, they eat other things, the grains and things that are around that we feed them, and breads and stuff. But they spend the day foraging out in the field, the pasture where the cows are, looking for ticks. And this year, man, they're having a heck of a good time because there are ticks everywhere. I took my dog out for a walk in a pasture last night. I came back with ticks on my shoulder and my hair, on my back, my arms, and Daisy, my dog, had them all over her. It's just, it's one of those things. So very interesting. Even no matter the fact that I've been on the farm all my life, I've had chickens off and on, but I never knew that guinea hens were that interested in destroying the tick population. So they're heroes in my book. But anyway, back to the opening of the farm, and hopefully a lot of you have done the same thing. My cows literally were jumping for joy when they saw the people come in the, I have a sort of a nice trailer with an old Ferguson 40 tractor on it, and they do the tours around the farm, and the cows follow them around. It's really cool. People are celebrating these happy animals, and they, you know, that's it's something that they don't see a lot of here in this neck of the woods. So I guess one of the things that I would like to have you think about is how your farm can be used for agritourism. Are you, it doesn't have to be elaborate. That word kind of standoffish or put-offish, I think, agritourism. It's having people come to the farm. And by the way, charge admission. This is you work hard to have these animals. That's something I learned the hard way. And I charge admission now for everything because I think that that's the way we've spent a lot of money and time to make the thing work. So get your money back. Make sure you charge enough for your ice cream or your cheese or whatever it is you have, your produce on the farm. And please make sure that you have adequate resources to get your money back. All right, that's my advice. Doug Steffen here on The American Family Farmer.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.